I did my undergrad degree in sports science and health, and then I went on to do a PhD on the effects of exercise for rehabilitation for individuals with different kind of chronic diseases. So essentially I did a 5-year research study on how beneficial it can be for people with conditions like heart disease, different lung diseases, diabetes, cancer, things like Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, any of these kind of long-term conditions, if we can bring them into exercise programs, and if these exercise programs can then have a benefit on their health. So the clinical part of my I suppose title would be that I look at clinical populations, which is those people with different kind of health conditions, and then exercise physiology is I look at, like, from a physiological, from a I suppose cellular level, what effects these this kind of exercise program would have on people with those conditions. So that's kind of my primary role in research, and I suppose my specialty.
Well, you know, we're encouraging people to stay active, and we're asking them to do kind of, it's always suggested you don't do 30 minutes a day, this, that, the other. That's assuming maybe that the person is fit and healthy and able to do that. But there might be people with maybe underlying issues that's not always possible. Would that be the type of thing? Would you be able to design or advise people who maybe aren't as physically able to do that, you know, what's recommended?
Oh, yeah. Like the program I work for, which is XWell Medical, we like cater our exercise programs for absolutely all abilities. So, you know, as you said, some people will maybe have low fitness levels and will struggle to do maybe structured exercise programs, but that doesn't mean that there's nothing they can do. And we would focus on offering programs and exercise that people can even do from a chair, or, you know, exercise programs that may even be as short as 5 to 10 minutes. Really kind of gentle stuff for those people who, you know, are really, really just trying to build up very low kind of baseline levels of fitness. But on the other hand, even though we deal with this population of people who, like I said, have heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, some of those people are actually quite fit, and, you know, maybe they are in isolation and they're trying to limit their contact with other people, but they're still doing, you know, what I would say is quite intense programs, and they're doing them from their house, and there's absolutely loads people can do from home. And my experience with this population is that they're really inspirational. Like, they work really hard, even though it may be tougher for them because of their health condition in that kind of sense and stuff. So we definitely cater for all abilities.
I suppose then, if you could give some examples like that, you're somebody who does have to cocoon, or you have to stay at home and isolate, but you are really, really active, that can be really hard to actually just sit still and sit down and not go out. What kind of things can people do, maybe if they're struggling to find a bit of inspiration about what they can do at home?
Yeah, like, and I totally agree with that. It's definitely really hard, especially if you're used to getting out and going for your walks and that kind of stuff. And there is loads you can do at home. Like, literally, you just need a square of space, and any kind of movement is good. So, like, literally marching on the spot. What we do a lot is like a sit to stand movement. So you're sitting on your chair, stand up and sit down, maybe do 20 of those. A high knee kind of march, like any kind of little toe taps and things out to the side. And spending, you know, it could be 5 minutes every hour doing something like that, or you could set aside a half an hour during the day to just get up and do that little bit of movement, even while you're watching TV or something like that. But I suppose the main thing is just to keep moving as much as you can, even if it's quite a low intensity. It doesn't have to be, you know, a vigorous exercise session for it to be good for you. Mm. Any little bit of movement is good. So anything you can do at home, even if it's standing in the one spot and just marching while you're watching the telly, that's still going to be good for you.
And I know that you also would do strength and conditioning at times as well in other areas. And, you know, oftentimes when you're doing strength and conditioning, that involves, say, heavy weights, or, you know, it's people, even like myself, who like to get in there and see how heavy they can lift or do this kind of thing. But that's not possible when there's no gyms. So is there a way to incorporate that kind of training, say, if you're somebody who is quite fit and that's what you like to do, into your home routine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Like, I am definitely that person as well who loved going to the gym, you know, and I loved the gym environment. I loved having all my weights around me and having loads of different sets, and I felt like there was so much I can do. And I've definitely struggled with changing that now to a more home routine. But like, definitely what I have discovered is your body is a weight. Like, you can do almost every exercise just using your body. So I've been doing kind of workouts with my own football team over Zoom, and every single week we've just used zero equipment. It's like push-ups, squats, any kind of jumping exercises on the spot, lots of core things you can do. There's actually so many bodyweight exercises that I think I will actually, you know, continue on, even if we get back to the gym. I felt a big improvement in these. They're more, I suppose, kind of functional type exercises, because you are using your body to do that kind of stuff. And even things like yoga and stuff, it's all just body weight, and your body is a tool that you can use to work on your fitness and your strength if you're into that kind of stuff, I suppose.
Mm. And you mentioned it there, yoga, and things like that. It's probably very, very good to connect in with your body, and it might help your head and your well-being at this time as well. I don't know if that's anything that you have noticed, or even your teammates or whoever you've dealt with over the past few weeks that have noticed.
Oh yeah, like absolutely. And I always say the same thing. Like, I have dedicated my career to looking at the benefits of exercise, and even every time I, you know, have a busy day and then I'm like, oh, I have to get up now and try do a half an hour workout, every single time I do it, I feel 100% energized, my mood is better. And it shocks me still, even though I know this, I've been researching it for years, how good you can feel after a bout of exercise, whether it's low intensity, high intensity, like that, whether it's yoga that's really slow paced. I think particularly now when everything's a little bit more stressful, we're a little bit more isolated, the overall mental health benefits and I suppose the physical benefits of just getting up and doing that, you know, half an hour of any kind of movement is just really, really important, and really, really can just, I suppose, like, just brighten up your day in a sense, just to try and get it in.